Hello, so my name is Sidley Tom. I'm currently 6, so sorry if I sound weird, but I recently figured out how to make podcasts, so that'd be something kind of cool and fun to make. Right now, the way I'm doing it is I'm making a voice memo, then emailing it to myself from my phone to my computer, and then I save that voice file, and then I go and upload it to Podomatic.com, which automatically puts it on iTunes. If you want a fuller, more in-depth way to do this, you can go and find it on YouTube. Multiple people have done it. It's pretty simple, actually. If this is my first podcast, as I said, I'm pretty sure. So what this podcast channel basically is gaming. And just gaming news, everything gaming, and maybe some days more stuff than that. And right now, I'm here to talk about the new GTA 5 update. It has not come out yet, but it's supposedly going to be coming out soon, possibly in two parts. There may or may not be mansions in this update for purchase. We are not sure. Some people are assuming it will come in part one. Some will think it comes part two. Some don't think we're going to get it at all. But a lot of people think we are going to get it because, A, it was in a picture that was sent. And so you can find that on YouTube as well. But this is an audio podcast. Can't really show that. It's a little hard, a little difficult. And so also there will be a cult. It looks pretty nice. Nice like Desert Eagle. With some nice engravings and everything in it. Also, a new car. And it doesn't open like any other car. And it's not like the Zentorno, which opens maybe kind of diagonal, the way the doors open. And it's not normal where it opens side to side. This will be going from up to down. It's kind of hard to describe. Maybe look at a Mercedes-Benz SLS, I believe. I believe it opens like this. Can't be 100% sure. Not up to date with car knowledge. I used to be, but you know, I'm not now, so yeah. Up next, Black Ops 3. That is the major talk right now, honestly. People are really excited. We have no clue when beta's gonna be out, but we know when the game's gonna be out. Like, it's a little confusing. Usually it might be the other way around. But no, Black Ops 3 will be coming out November 6, 2015. If you go and pre-order it at GameStop, if it is available, you will get a nice poster for pre-order. And if you pre-order it on Xbox One, not sure about other consoles, you get a camo and a player card, an emblem too, I believe, and they look pretty nice. They're really nice, not gonna lie. And, what else is there? A lot of people are preferring disc because the, what's the word? Oh my gosh. The thing that holds the disc. I feel stupid, but the thing that holds the disc, that's gonna look really nice. Game case. It's gonna look really nice. What else is there? There was a new update, the Supremacy, I believe you call it. If not, oh well, I'm dumb, you know, you get used to it after a while. It added some new maps, Carrier, and maybe a few more maps, to Zombies. There's a new gun on Zombies, and that's all I've heard about. I've played a little bit, but lately, I've really gotten into Battlefield 4, a lot more realistic. Once you get good at Battlefield 4, Call of Duty is just so easy. It's amazing. You can just suck at Battlefield, but if you play it and you go back and play Call of Duty, you're most likely going to be really great. What else is there? Crossy Road, still as popular as ever. And by the way, it's almost in time for this podcast because I'm going to try and make each podcast maybe once a week or so for 5 minutes. So, you know, let's continue this next week. Bye.